Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we're sticking with driving and motoring because thousands of us will take to the roads this weekend to make their way home for Christmas. It's National Slowdown Day today as well. An Garda Síochána are conducting a 24-hour speed enforcement operation nationwide in partnership with the Road Safety Authority. And in addition to that, Met Éireann has issued a status yellow wind warning for some counties over the weekend. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, is with me along with Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather. In a moment, we'll find out what rail travellers can expect in the coming days with Barry Kenny of Irish Rail. But Alan, I'm going to start with you, Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. This yellow wind warning we're hearing about, when's that coming into effect?
Hi Claire. Yes, it comes into effect from 3 a.m. tonight, tomorrow morning, but it stays in place until Sunday evening, 6 p.m. And while the wind warning is primarily for the west and the north, it is going to be a very windy weekend right across the country, but the strongest of the gusts will be in the north and the west.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so people who are still recovering, and we know in some cases from Storm Dara, might be in for a bit of post-traumatic stress with this high, strong wind forecast for the weekend.
Yes, and unfortunately there may be a few trees and poles that are just clinging on since Dara, that could be finished off by a couple of strong gusts. So there is a risk of some power outages, but it's not as significant as Dara, thankfully. The worst of the winds are staying well north of Ireland.
Let's hope the people who are without power for 8 days don't come a cropper again over the weekend. Now, because Holyhead is closed, a lot of people could be taking alternative routes, Alan, via Belfast. So you'll be keeping an eye on the weather in Northern Ireland as well.
Yes, yeah, some very high seas expected, especially to the north. So anybody sailing between Scotland and Belfast, there is a risk that there could be some impact to ferry services there. So they want to keep up to date with the ferry service because unfortunately those high seas and high winds could cause some issues there.
Mm-hmm. Bit of ice, bit of sleet, bit of snow.
Yeah, it's going to feel bitterly cold, and you might, you know, hear the temperatures being forecast to 6 to 8 degrees and think, well, that's not too bad. But then you might stand outside and realise the wind chill is probably about 0 or 2 degrees. And there is some heavy showers as well over the weekend, and especially Saturday night, some of those will be wintry in mix. Now, it'll mainly be high ground in the north that will see, you know, sleet and snow, but you could be waking up to seeing some high mountains having a dusting on Sunday, which might give a little bit of a seasonal feel to it, at least as you're travelling home to see the mountains covered with a dusting.
Yeah, but by the time we get to next week then, it's going to be a fairly mild Christmas, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be a very mild Christmas. Temperatures above 10 degrees for most areas on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Thankfully, Claire, no big issues expected. No real wind, no real rain. Bit of cloud and a bit of drizzle, but light winds for most areas. A little bit breezy in the west. And as I say, possibly over 10 degrees for most of the country. So it'll be a little bit not very seasonal like on Christmas Day, but at least there won't be any issues for those people that are travelling late.
Yep, and people who are going for a walk after the big turkey dinner as well. It'll be a nice day to do it. Alan, thanks so much. Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather. Geraldine Herbert now, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Geraldine, I think a lot of people are trying to make decisions now. When will I travel? Will I go Friday? If I'm working Monday, will I go on Monday or leave it till Tuesday? Can you predict when the traffic is going to be at its most intense?
I mean, the likelihood is, Claire, Christmas Eve is going to be busy. It always is the busiest. The way it's falling, though, I think a lot of people will travel over the weekend. And if you can, you're probably better off and you can choose your times carefully. Obviously, you know, the advice is to choose your route carefully as well. A lot of people avail of Google Maps and it is great, but it does have a tendency to send you on back roads to save a few minutes. You're better off, Claire, on the main roads, particularly if it's going to be windy. Again, you know, the main roads are better because of the back roads, you can run the risk of hitting, you know, trees being down and debris on the road and stuff like that. So just be careful, choose your route carefully, as I said. And if you can leave at the weekend, I think you probably are better off than leaving it till Monday or Tuesday.
And maybe early in the morning or late at night?
It's very hard to know. Everybody might have the same idea of going early in the morning, you know, so maybe if you leave, you know, feed the kids, make sure they're fed so you don't have that. Can we stop on the way? You know, so maybe mid-afternoon is the time to leave, maybe midday. So, you know, suit yourself as well, because there's no great time, and just be patient. You're not going to get there very fast. So just give yourself extra time.
Mm-hmm. And if you are going on a long journey, you really shouldn't just jump in the car and head off. You need to have a couple of basic checks, don't you, to make sure you're ready for the road.
Yeah, in terms of your car, look, if you're getting it serviced regularly, you should be fine. But you do want to check your tyres, check your tyre pressure, check the tread depth. It should be, minimum is 1.6. That's the legal minimum. But you really need 3 millimetres is the recommended one for winter. The other thing is you need loads of screen wash. The roads are really filthy. You want to make sure that you can actually see where you're going. Make sure your wipers are working. If they're not, you can call into one of those motor accessory shops. They will change them literally in 5 minutes. Give your lights a quick clean as well. Make sure they're working, but make sure you can see out of them. So really the key thing is visibility, to be honest, at this time of the year, Claire.
And when it comes to presents that you might be stuffing in the boot, visibility is something you need to keep in mind as well, because you don't really need those things on view.
No, definitely not. Especially if you're stopping for a bite to eat on the way down to break the journey, you do not want to have them in the car. When you arrive at your destination, get them out of the car. The same goes for any valuables when you're parking over Christmas, whether it's just shopping you're doing, don't leave stuff in the car that's visible, because you do run the risk of it being broken into. In terms of long journeys and trying to organise your car, you can get these kind of clear shoe organisers. They're really, really handy. You can hang them at the back of your seat and you can throw stuff into it, particularly if you have small kids. You can throw snacks and, you know, things that you might need en route. So just think about those things before you set off as well. And the other thing, Claire, is make sure you get a decent night's sleep. And if you've been out the night before, remember alcohol can linger in your system as well. So just be careful.
Yeah, that's an important one. I do like that tip, though, about the clear shoe organisers. So you're hanging them from the back of the driver and front passenger seats. So the children in the back, they mightn't be children either, but people in the back can access them.
Yeah, exactly. And actually clear bags are really handy for when you're traveling, just so you can access stuff and you can see it quickly what you need. So, you know, there are little tips like that just to make your life a bit easier.
Yeah. And there are other organisational tools then that come in handy as well. What do you recommend?
Yeah, a boot organiser. You can get these things that just kind of divide up the boot so all the stuff doesn't get thrown asunder and doesn't get damaged, particularly if you have presents and you have bows and stuff on them. You don't want them arriving completely, you know, dishevelled by the time you get there. So stuff like that. And obviously, if you're going on long journeys regularly, a roof rack is really handy for that extra bit of storage.
And make the journey a bit of crack as well. So entertainment.
Yeah, entertainment, again, depends on what age the kids are. Sometimes they'll buy into the idea of a Spotify, you know, list that they all kind of contribute to, and then they have a sense of ownership. I find with teenagers, which I have now, they just plug in their earphones and they don't want to talk to you. So that's fine as well.
Yeah, in
you know,
a way that makes it easier, really, doesn't it? Geraldine, thanks so much. Geraldine Herbert there, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Barry Kenny, corporate communications manager with Irish Rail, is on the line. So Barry, what's the picture like for people who are heading home by rail? Are there any particularly busy times that you'd be saying to people, if you can travel at another day, on another day, you should?
Well, Claire, I suppose the day and the way it falls this year, we're really going to see people starting the journey homes from this afternoon and evening. But there's a good spread this year. I mean, if looking at from right now, mid-morning tomorrow out of Houston in particular looks quite busy. We're expecting it's supposed to peak around Monday evening, the 23rd, and then that Christmas Eve travel as well. Obviously, as with the roads, as we just heard, we will be busy through the late morning into early afternoon before it all starts to wind down, I suppose, in the early evening on Christmas Eve itself.
And you don't run a service on Christmas Day or on St. Stephen's Day?
That's right. We close slightly early on Christmas Eve as well. People should check the times on their routes. We generally are closing between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. On Christmas Eve. No trains on Christmas Day and St. Stephen's Day. And then for the duration between Christmas and New Year, from the 27th onwards, people should check their times before travel. Mm-hmm. Particularly this year, we've got a major works taking place between Connolly and Grand Canal Dock. Our teams will actually be going in there at 10 a.m. on Stephen's Day morning. And what it means is that the line will be closed, Connolly to Grand Canal Dock, from the 27th, when the rest of the network opens up, through to the 5th of January inclusive, with some minor exceptions between Pearse and Grand Canal Dock for the late night New Year's Eve trains, and on Thursday and Friday the 2nd and 3rd of January. But obviously that's a big change this year. It's the quietest travel time of the year, and we're fully replacing the track between Connolly and Pearse.
Right, it's a big one though, isn't it? It's a big closure.
It is.
So how does that affect the Bray Greystones to Howth route? What can people expect?
Yeah, so if you're coming in from the north side, Holston, Malahide, you'll come into Connolly Station, so you'll be into the city centre. If you're coming in from the south side, from Bray and Greystones, the darts will be going to Grand Canal Dock. We will be working with Dublin Bus in terms of rail tickets being valid on bus services across the city there as well. As I say, on Thursday and Friday, the 2nd and 3rd of January, those trains will come in to Pierce during the daytime for people who are returning early for commuting. And then for Rosslare services, there'll be bus transfers between Bray and Connolly for the duration. So, as I say, it is a time of year. We did this work 20 years ago at the exact same time, and with things moving forward, this track placement should last up to 40 years this time.
Okay. All right, Barry. Thank you very much. Barry Kenny, their communications manager with Irish Rail. Coming up next, Daniel O'Donnell.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.